Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I'm your host, always, Luna Gaia, and this is episode 153. It, of course, is an honor to be here, and I love that we get to hang out together. Are you loving these podcasts too? It's so wonderful to have you here, and I cannot thank you enough for your presence, for your time, because you could be doing a whole bunch of anything right now. You have lots of different competing priorities, and you don't have to be here hanging out doing this work of self-love and confidence. So I really appreciate you being here, and I love you. I know that maybe I don't know you. Maybe you follow me on social media. But if people can hate people for no reason, then I can love people for no reason. And I love you. And I think there should be more love in the world, don't you think? I just want to thank you. I thank you for being here. I thank you for your time. I thank you for your energy. I thank you for your attention. And if you haven't already, I would love you to go hit that subscribe button, the follow button, the download button, wherever it is that you're listening, watching, and hanging out with me today. I'm on a mission to revolutionize the way women and girls across the globe see themselves and their bodies so they can stop hiding and start thriving. And my friend, that includes you. Even if you are a he, him, or you're a they, irrelevant. If you are somebody who is tuning into my podcast, I want to make sure that you can love yourself fully. Get out of your own way. Let go of your negative self-talk and just feel enough, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about on episode 153 here today. That feeling that nothing is ever enough. That maybe that we are not enough. Ask yourself this question, and I'd love to know. Have you ever been going for a goal? You've been going for a goal and you reach a certain point where you've achieved it. Maybe you've gotten that award. Maybe you've run that marathon. Maybe you wrote that book. Maybe you became a parent. Maybe you bought that car. Maybe you were able to fit into a certain size clothing because that's what you're going for. And you thought it was going to feel differently when you got there, right? You thought that everything was going to change. That when you finally got to that place where you could, yes, I did it. You thought in your head that it was going to feel differently. And then you got there. And maybe you were super proud of yourself. You ought to be. Perhaps you were stoked for a period of time. And then life just kind of got on with it, right? Then it just became another day. You did that big milestone, that huge thing that you really needed to do, that you wanted to do, that you were compelled to do. And then what? Life just carried on, right? Life just happened again, like it always does. And that feeling that we were chasing dissipates. Maybe you didn't even get that feeling. You're like, oh, I thought that when I was, got to a certain clothing size or when I finally got married, I was going to feel and be a completely different person, only to sort of find out that that's not really the case. It's a little disappointing, isn't it? Have you ever found yourself maybe ticking off a lot of things on your list? Cool, I've done that, I've done that. I'm not just talking in big things in your life, but in small things in your life. Maybe you have a list of all the things that you need to do today. And instead of praising yourself for the 8 things that you did do, you beat yourself up for the 2 things that you didn't. Sound familiar? Again, this speaks to this chasing, this feeling that we want. We want to chase this enoughness that nothing that we ever do is enough. Let me just speak it out loud and clearly. There will always be something else for you to do. The list is endless, don't you think? Like even when you do one load of washing, there's a whole nother load of washing to do. And it may not be today, but it will be tomorrow or the next. Even when we've spent our whole day doing everything that we need to do, ticking everything off the list, tomorrow becomes a new one. It's a new day that we need to start of the new list. Are you spending your time, your energy, your focus looking at the 8 things that you haven't done this week? Or are you focusing, rather, have you spent the time looking at the 2 things that you haven't done this week? Or are you actually looking at the 8 things that you have and patting yourself on the back for that? On today's episode, I'm going to give you 3 solid tips. I'm going to give you 3 solid tips on how to like move away from this chasing of enoughness. Do you often feel inadequate? Do you have this kind of feeling like imposter syndrome? Like someone's going to find out. Someone's going to find out that I don't have all my shit together, that I haven't figured it all out yet. So you frantically run around trying to keep it all together. Sound familiar? Yeah. This is the chasing of enoughness, which is why we came to this podcast here today. What I want to share with you today is the 3 things that you can do today. And even if it's just 1, because you can't get to the other 2. They're very practical, very doable steps that I'm going to share with you about how to actually feel enough. Because this chasing of enoughness, this perfection, this drive towards it is closely linked to a dopamine addiction. And if you've never heard that word before, dopamine is like the feel-good chemical that happens in our body when we achieve something, when we go to the gym, when we experience something new or have an amazing piece of cake after dessert, or when maybe we get our notifications on our phone. Dopamine is that feel-good neurochemical that happens within our body and our being. It feels great. And it's really useful in small doses. We're currently living in a world where I believe that most of us are dopamine addicted. And it's this feeling, this chasing, this next, go, push. Whether or not you have ever had any kind of practical addiction, and you would call it addiction maybe to cigarettes or substances, maybe gambling or sex, you know, they're your top tier ones. They're the ones that most of us can relate to that someone else maybe has experienced. But how addicted to you are you to your phone? How addicted are you to coffee? How addicted are you to your problems? Oh, that's not a pleasant one, is it? But we likely are, because we get this reward stimulation, dopamine. When we're in a fight or flight response, when we're in a stress response, dopamine gets flooded into us to help us to propel us forward, as well as cortisol, which is the stress hormone. So our body is like flooded with all these neurochemicals, which we are creating, and then we get hooked on that. We want to get the rush. We want to get the high. We want to feel good. So we spend all this money chasing this enoughness, and yet how do we feel? We feel lacking. We feel empty. Because there's always something new and shiny to go towards, right? There is always another level. Whether you have just binged a whole season of something on Netflix, they'll show you something else. It's never ending. Whether or not you have just reached your most amazing business goals that you have wanted to achieve, there's always another level. There's always another dollar to make. There's always another life to change. Whether or not you're looking at shifting body weight and you've done that, now you see them go, well, you know, my arms are a bit flabby. They could be tighter. This is the poison of perfection. We are continually chasing more. Give me next. What's next? How often do you do this in your life? Are you chasing enoughness? Are you constantly moving towards what's next? How much time do you spend in the now? How much time do you allow yourself to just bask in the blessings that you have? I may be giving away some of these how-tos, but I will get to them. But I want you to start asking yourself these questions. Because we live in a really high dopamine world. Everywhere that we go, something wants our attention. Our social media is a beautiful example of that. Think about it. The things get our attention within like half a second. Do you remember back in the day? And I don't know what your age group is right now, but for me, I remember when I was a kid, people would say like, you know, you've got to get people's attention in the first 3 seconds. I think 3 seconds is like too fast now. Like that's too long, rather. It's not 3 seconds. It's about 0.3 seconds. Think about TikTok culture, Reels culture, like they're 15-second videos, and we just go think, 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 next, 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 next. We think, oh, okay, well, it's just social media. I'm not saying there's anything necessarily wrong with that. We just have to understand where in our own behavior are we moving on to the next thing? That if something doesn't captivate our attention, or if we can't get results within 25 seconds, then what ends up happening? Are we motivated? Are we still inspired? We live in a now world. We want it now. Give it to us now. Actually, we probably wanted it yesterday, to be frank. Once had a yoga teacher say to me in a class that right now, 2023, we have more information. More information is coming to us in one day than 100 years ago it did in a year. A year. That is doing something to our brains. And yeah, are we getting smarter, but we're also more fatigued. That's a lot of information that perhaps we are not used to taking in. So now we are wired. Do you have trouble getting to sleep? Do you overthink all the time? Yeah, our minds are going a million miles an hour because that is what it's trained to do right now. It's conditioned to look for the next thing. It's on hypervigilance all the time. So it's important for us to recognize that if we are getting the same amount of information that we used to get in 12 months in one day, our nervous systems are gonna be, well, a little frayed. Let's say that. Look at how much anxiety and depression there is in the world right now. You're probably experiencing a lot of it for yourself. Are you pretty highly stressed and pretty highly strung? Yeah, because we're chasing the next one. We get to it. Yeah, cool. Sweet. We did the thing. Next. Right. Next. Every goal that we have, it's next. This is the perfectionism. And look, there is something about moving towards our goals. Don't get me wrong. Like, I have targets that I like to hit. I have places that I like to go. What's important to recognize here is why we're doing it. What is this drive? What is this push? Is it coming from a place of enoughness? Is it coming from a place of wholeness and we want to do it because it's joyful and we love it? Or are we thinking that we're not enough? And that as soon as we get over there, then we're going to be worthy. As soon as we are able to get something or get somewhere, then we can relax and be happy. Except what happens? Every single time we get there, wherever there happens to be, it's not enough. If we don't know how to relax, if we don't know how to accept, if we don't know how to be happy and feel enough now, what on earth makes us think that when we get the next thing, that's going to change? It hasn't worked in the past, now has it? Has it ever, ask yourself, have you ever had lasting, real lasting contentment and satisfaction from chasing the next thing? Look, I believe that real lasting contentment and satisfaction is a thing. It's very possible. But I do not believe that we get it by achieving things. It's not how it works. The destination just needs to be the icing on top of the cake. The making of the cake, the getting there, is the place where we get fulfilled. It's the process where we get fulfilled, not the outcome. Yet we're still chasing the outcome. We're still going and grabbing and wanting. And I also think that there's this, we are being propelled into that. If we have a look at the way that our society is built, even when I was born in 1983, we didn't have the internet or access to things on our phone. We didn't have this like constant where everything was open. The shop's shut on a Sunday and tough. You can't go to the grocery store until Monday. But we very much now live in such a convenient world because we can have everything at our fingertips, especially if you live in a big city. If you live in a big city, you can practically get whatever you want, whenever you want. In fact, you don't even have to leave your house for that. Someone will just deliver it to you if you're willing to pay for it. But what's the real cost of that? This forward momentum that we're constantly having, this maybe capitalistic ideal of GDP, our gross domestic profit, that we are machine, you know, cogs in a machine that we have to keep producing, that we have to keep moving to each new level again and again and again. I want to say that, you know, I really recognize that growth is part of us. Growth is one of my number one values, if not my number one value. I seek to expand. I seek to grow and challenge myself. But we have to ask ourselves, why are we doing it? Again, it's not what we do, it's why we do it. If we are doing it to chase enoughness, if we are doing it because we feel inadequate and we're trying to fill a hole inside of ourselves, it's really not going to end pretty. Because to what end? To what end? Ask yourself that. Because if we keep chasing, if we keep moving, if we keep doing this, I'm not enough, or this is not enough, or I don't have enough money, I don't have enough friends, I don't have a good enough body, I'm not good enough, my job's not good enough, the economy's not good enough, the weather's not good enough. If we're constantly thinking that our current situation is not good enough, even when it changes, nothing's going to change. Because what we really want is the feeling. Think about a goal that maybe you're going for right now. Maybe it's a goal about your body. Maybe it's a goal about a new habit. Maybe it's a goal about, you know, something physical. Could be starting a business. It could be putting yourself out there more. Think about something that you're working towards in your life right now. And if you don't have anything, that's okay. Perfectly fine. But when you wish, when you think about maybe how life could be, when you dream, wow, I'd really love to have a big house with a pool, or what I'd really love is just to be able to wear that bikini. Think about those kind of things in your life. And for a moment, just visit that place as if it's already happened. And I want you to notice how it feels. How does it feel to have achieved that? Does it feel satisfying? Do you feel relief? Do you feel like, oh, I can relax. I've got that now. I've secured that. Now that I've got this, I feel a certain way. That feeling, my friends, is what you really want. The thing is great. The thing is icing. The thing is a delight. But it's not the thing that you actually want. What you really are looking for here is the feeling. You want to feel a certain way. And that's why we keep chasing, because we think that if we get over there, then we're going to be allowed to feel that way. But then we get there and we keep chasing. So what needs to happen here is that we learn how to feel it now. We learn how to feel this experience now. I'm going to show you how in just a moment, because that's what it's all about. If you want to feel a certain way, then we need to train ourselves to feel that way on a regular basis. It's the important piece here. I want you to know that if you're relating to anything that we're talking about here on today's podcast, I want you to know that you're not alone in it, because I want to give you a personal example here. I've been learning Spanish for about 3 years, and I've been doing it on an app called Duolingo. Duolingo is just can be a free app. I pay for it so I can get on it. And they do streaks. It's a gamified learning app. And what I mean by gamified is that they've made it like a game. So you have little levels and little, the owl, Duo is his name. He comes along and he praises you, and you get points, and there's a ladder and, you know, a scoreboard that's kept, and they have friend quests between other people on the game to keep you engaged. It's a really clever way for us to be able to stay engaged. When we have something like a game, we want to keep coming back to it again and again. They have something called a streak, and everybody's kind of got a label on them about how long their streak is. And a streak just effectively is how many days in a row have you done it. You can get little streak freezes if you forget, or you're traveling one day and you can't. But for the most part, the streak is solid, right? So I've just reached just about 1,100 days on Duolingo. 1,100 days. It's over 3 years. 3 years of daily Duolingo practice. And I'm really proud of that. It's a really cool thing. I think it's absolutely wonderful that I've had this daily practice of Duolingo. But more recently, what I've noticed is that my mind has been more interested in the streak and keeping that streak than the actual learning of Spanish. It's crazy, huh? I've been so gamified, so pulled into this world, so engaged, and it's great because I do show up and I am learning. But if I actually applied that learning to, if I applied that motivation to learning specific things, then I think in that 3 years, I may have had a different experience. Now, I don't begrudge the 3 years. I think it's fabulous what I've done. I think it is an incredible achievement to do it for, you know, 3 years in a row. 3 years is a long time to show up to something every single day. And I'm really proud of myself for that. Now, what I really recognize is it quality? Am I showing up in quality? Because I think I've proven to myself that I'm committed. Don't you think? Don't you think that there's a habit that's been formed there that I am sticking to it? Yeah. So that gamification, if that now becomes the thing, that's that just chasing enoughness. That's just moving forward. I want this. I want this. I want this. Next, next, next. When can I show the light? You know, when can I get to show everybody that I've done 1,200 days, 1,300 days, 1,400 days? Because is it really about how many days in a row I have done it? Or is it my ability to speak Spanish? Surely that's the thing that's the driver, right? So then ask yourself, if you are on a journey of weight loss, for example, if that's something that's interesting to you, are you trying to hit a certain number? Or are you trying to be your most healthiest version of you? Because your behavior will be entirely different. If you're just going for a number, the quality of your training or the quality of your food, you'd be like, well, I can eat that Mars bar because I've got 120 calories left for today, but that's all I've eaten. Do you feel good? Are you healthy? We must ask ourselves that when we're going for that job and that promotion, why are we doing it? Is it quality? Is it because we want to do our best work? Is it because we think we can expand into that? Is it because we are adding value to our organization? If it is, rock on. But if you're doing it so you can get a certain title, maybe there's a little bit of both. That's okay. Just ask yourself why we are doing it. Because if it's not enough now, it's never going to be enough. Please, if I can shake you now, if I can shake the screen, if I can shake the microphone right now, so I can shake you, I want you to understand that if it's not enough now, it's never going to be enough. It's never going to be enough. No matter the job, no matter the body, no matter the money, no matter the career, no matter whatever you're going for, it's not going to be enough then if it's not enough now. And so I think it's really important that we have a look at these three steps. What needs to happen? How do we actually recognize that it's enough now? Of course, while still wanting more, it's okay. It's okay to expand. I think that when a lot of people think about being content, they are afraid. Certainly if you're a type A personality and you like growth and you want to expand, you think that if I feel enough now, then I'm never going to want to go for anything else. It's not true. It's simply not true. Your reasons for going after it changes. Because also the things that you're going after might change as well because your why has changed. If, for example, you are wanting to get in shape in your body because you feel like you'll feel enough when you have less body fat on you, then your decisions are going to be very different than what they're going to be if you feel like you are already enough and you just want to value yourself more by eating differently and moving more. They are very, very different decisions. One is very short term and one is forever. One is a relationship with you and the other one is just forcing yourself into something for the short term so you think you can get some kind of result, some kind of reward, the dopamine. Oh, I made it. I'm a size 12. Yay. And then life goes on. And then nobody gives a crap about the size of your jeans. Nobody cares. You might get people complimenting you and saying you look great, and then they get used to you just being that, and then you just get on with your life. It's the feeling that we're looking for here. Remember that. So the first thing that I want you to do, and this might be a lot challenging if you've got bubbers, we've all got busy lives, as we know, but I want you to see if you can make room for nothing. Like in your calendar, in your schedule, how much time do you have where it's unscheduled? Nowhere to go, nowhere to be, no plans, no one to see, nothing to do. A lot of you are going to find this very, very challenging. Not only to just schedule time in your calendar where you have nothing to do, but actually to do nothing. And look, I don't mean by do nothing, I just want you to sit there and stare at a wall. Although that is very useful. What I mean by do nothing is just unscheduled time. Just time where you can be spontaneous. This is about making room for yourself to allow creativity in, to allow expansion, to allow you to just kind of bask in like, oh, I might want to go over there. Or some invitation comes up and I might want to go do that. You can still go do things. I just want you to make room for nothing. Schedule unscheduled time. And even if that's cool, I've got 15 minutes there where nothing else is happening. Give that to yourself. Maybe avoid jumping on your phone. Leave it unscheduled. Leave it open. Creating more openness in your everyday life is going to create more openness in your life in general. Do you reckon you can do it? Yep, for the challenge. The second one that I want you to do here is reflect on how far you've come. Maybe you do this in your unscheduled time. Take in the view. Like you have been climbing a mountain for a long time. And in a lot of ways, I think that our mountain climbing will carry on for forevermore. We never really reach the top of our mountain. Or we reach mountains and there's another one to climb. At the very end of our life, maybe that is the final viewing point. But does that mean you're going to save your celebrations until you get there, like the very end? Nah. Savor the view. Stop. Look around. Look how far you have come. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, did you ever dream that you'd be living the life that you are right now? Maybe you did. And how wonderful that you made it happen. Maybe you have kids, you're an adult now, and before you were a child, you're like, wow, I'm a grown-up now. Maybe you feel that way when you're 60 or 70. Absolutely. Look how far you've come. Number two is to stop and enjoy the view. Reflect on how far you've come, my loves. It's important. The third one here, you would hear me say a lot, as well as many, many other influential people. You've got to get grateful. You've got to get grateful. And my most favorite way to do this is to set a timer. So I might set a timer for 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, something along those lines. And I set that timer and I will get very specific about what I'm grateful for. When most people do sort of gratitude, you're looking for really big things, you know, or wide things like, I'm so grateful that I have a family. I'm so grateful that, you know, that I have money in the bank. And very soon those big things run out. But I just want you to stop for a moment and touch your fingernail. Just go ahead and touch your fingernail. There are several things that are happening here. You have a fingernail. Can you imagine how weird life would be without a fingernail? Like how useful our fingernails are every single day. Could you be grateful for your fingernail? I know that I am. And then I'm touching my fingernail with another one of my fingers. How grateful could I be for the sensation of touch that I have, that I'm able to feel? Not only that, that I have fingers that I can move in. I want you to get with this gratitude game. Set yourself, as I said, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however long you want to. And this is how I would do it. I am so grateful for my fingernails. Thank you for my fingernails. I'm so grateful that I can touch and pick up things. I'm so grateful that I have all of my fingers and all of my toes. That is wonderful. Then when I start looking around the room, I'm so grateful that I have lighting and electricity. I'm so grateful for somebody inventing lighting in the first place. I'm so grateful that that information has been passed down for generations so that now I can turn on a light. I'm grateful to someone who's figured out how to do the internet so that I can have this conversation and that you can watch that. I'm so grateful for this desk. I'm so grateful that I can see color. How amazing is color? How incredible it is that I can sit at this desk that somebody else has built. Somebody did this. Even if it was a machine, somebody built that machine. How grateful am I for that? In fact, you could look at everything in the room that you're sitting in right now, or in the car, or in the space that you're walking in, and just one thing, like a fingernail, could send you down a complete path of amazing awe and gratitude. Your fingernails just grow back. The DNA in that, look at how specific they are. Your fingernails are so damn specific. You're sitting here listening to this podcast going, why is this lady banging on about her fingernails? Because I want you to notice that it's not just the big things that we can feel grateful for, but it is the tiny things, the minute things that we take for granted every single day. We can see, we can talk, we can hear. And maybe for some of those things, that's not true for you. But then aren't you more grateful of the other things that you have in your life? You have hair that grows, or you have skin that repairs itself. You have the internet. There's so many beautiful things that we can be grateful for. And the more that you do it, the better that you get at it. And the more you draw into yourself. Because everything that you have right now is enough, my loves. You already have it and it's beautiful. And so I hope that you begin to realize that and understand it as a practice. As always, my friends, it's such a pleasure being here with you. I love being able to connect and spend this time together. Of course, if you don't already, go ahead and follow me on my socials. Lanaria Gaia is my full name. You'll find me on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and where else? X? I think that's the Twitter now, right? That's the old Twitter. Reels? What's the new one? I'm just trying to think. Threads, that's the one. Threads on that. YouTube, of course. Many of you may be watching me here. If you haven't already, go hit that subscribe button, the follow button. It really does help make a huge impact to getting this work out here. I love you so much. I hope that you love you too. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.